each time. Hello, my beautiful angels. Hello, my beautiful loved ones. This is Paranormal Playground Sounds on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I am your host, your favorite mixed-raced psychic medium, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston medium. Oh, it's that time. It's the drumming time. There's a lot of emotions going on. There's a lot of portals. And every time we need to connect, every time we need to be here, it just, there's like a flood of just all these different emotions that are surrounding us right now, and all is good. All is well. Just get nice and comfortable, that's right. It's 7:04 at the clock. I'm kind of zoning out because it's just feeling so good. I just had a serious cry fest, and that was well needed. And I hope I'm saying his last name right. Steve Warer of the Trashmen was the one that I was dancing with in my dreams. And I realized that was his spirit because I realized, oh yeah, he passed away, but it wasn't registering. I didn't even care. I was just like, yeah, he's probably dead, but I'm not, that's not where my head's at. My head is that I was dancing with him, and he was dancing with me, and he guided me to play his music. And I was so high that I wasn't even registering death. I wasn't even registering that he was a soul that he crossed over, because when I come into his energy field, he doesn't even feel like that. And I just want to thank you for this gift today. And as a fellow drummer, I thank you. I love you. So, Steve, let's do it. Let's drum together and do some shamanic healing. Can we do this? If you're just tuning in, I promised, we're doing our shamanic journeying. Woof, shamanic journey. Right here. Whew. Just getting settled. Just, you know, bringing in the moment right now and just being still. We're not rushing anything. We're not trying to race to get anywhere. We're not. There's no. Let's see. There's no point and where we're trying to get something. We're not trying to get anything. We're just trying to be here. We're trying to feel spirit. And you know, a lot of it has been intense right now. So there's been a lot of good things that are happening because of the shamanic drumming, and it's just been opening up so many beautiful portals. So I actually don't have my drumsticks, and that was probably not by an accident, but you know, spirit wants me to use my hands, so let's do it. Let's use the hands. So in the shamanic drumming, you're gonna find, you know, as I go in, just, it's gonna feel like a trance. It can feel like a trance, anything like that. You may see a lot of things. You may naturally trip. You may not. You may not see anything. You may just be still. You may just be listening to it. You may get a lot of guidance. You may not. You may see a power animal. And make sure you remember that power animal, because that power animal is all your guidance. I'm so excited. I love you. And I may start singing a little bit. And that's just the channeling and the flow. So let's do this. back right now. We're coming back from our journey. We're alive, we're awake. All is well. All that we needed is here right now in this moment. Let the love and spirit surround us. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you. Oh my, oh my. Oh God. Woo! There are so many things going on. Pump it up with some of this. I'm gonna put on some lighter tunes. Oh my God. So I hope you guys, I'm really curious to know, what did anybody go through a shamanic journeying? Did anybody see anything, any messages? I was just going through the flow. I was very present and I was aware, I'm not trying to get anything. I'm just here, and I was seeing things, but I was trying to stay away from trying so hard to see something and trying so hard to get something, and I just let it go. And I'm like, because when I was seeing things, I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. What else? What else? I did find myself in that energy where I was like, I found myself in that energy that was just like, ooh, let me have this. Like an energy that was just like, wait a minute, I see, I know what this is. Let me try to discover. So what I saw was, I saw the, I don't want to pronounce his name wrong, but it's the Buddhist who founded Sangha, meditation. Please don't do this to me. I can't remember, but you know what I'm talking about. He came up with, why is Xfinity calling me? He came up with the Sangha meditation. So he was the one, he spent his time, he was during the Vietnam War, we got to read about him, and that energy was coming in. And then I saw his face, and then I saw Vietnam soldiers, and I could see them very vividly, like dead Vietnam soldiers. And I was just like, I was feeling that kind of euphoria of like, oh my God, I see you. I know what this is. And then it came to that point where I was trying to dig, and I was like, let me stop digging. Let me just let it flow. And there wasn't really anything except that. And I was like, okay, I'm good with that. And I was just kind of putting the pieces together where I was just like, okay, surf music, Vietnam, they're all coming together. And then I let go and just started singing. And then the moment I let go and started to sing was the moment I heard, Steve, the founder of the Trash Men, he came right in, and he was just like intertwined the drumming, the shamanic drumming and the singing with surf. And I was like, no, I was literally communicating, and I was in a surf song. I was literally in a surf song and a whole song. And it's hard for me to explain, but I was like, literally, I was just tripping. I was tripping right there while I was doing all of this, and I was in a surf song. So I just transported of what it was like to be a surf song. I got to be a surf song. I got to be a surf song today. I was a whole surf song. Hi, guys. I'm a whole surf song. So that was very magical. Thank you. It was very magical. So, thank you. Thank you, everybody, who listened in and tuned in and turned on and tapped in. Thank you. That's going to be crazy. But most of all, I hope you guys were able to get something from that. Most of all, what that told me was, He was like, you have a... I do drums and I do bass, and I wrote a whole surf song by myself on drum and bass. And they're like, you need to finish that, basically. And the next time you finish it, we're gonna perform it live here. So I started getting very emotional, and that... I can't right now. There's so much. It's so intricate, and there's so much spirit communication happening all at once. So we're gonna, you know, if you are a fan of surf music, if you understand the beauty of it, the instrumental beauty and magic that goes behind this, I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy that you understand this and that this is for you. This is for your soul, and this is for your heart forever. So let's play some music. And 7:40, we have the meditation. You know, it's interesting. I was expecting that I was just gonna be like, this is the surf and psychic world and very like, well, the history of surf and it was here and all this blah blah, and I'm getting what it needs to actually flow and what actually needs to come out and what you need to hear and who's here and the spirits that are here. And being able to talk to Dick Dale. One time I had a dream. Dick Dale and JFK Jr. were on a float in New York, and I wrote a song from the dream. And that's just, you know, during this whole session, I just opened up my eyes and realized how influenced by surf music my music is. And it just dawned on me how much surf music is a very important part of my life and my world. And I thank you. This is such a beautiful session. Oh my God, we're almost out of here. And it's just been gorgeous. Gorgeous. Mwah, mwah. It's been absolutely gorgeous. So let's get on with some surf. Here, let's see, you want to do some ventures? Let's do some ventures right now. I'm ready for some, I'm totally down for some ventures. okay, I like this. Pedal pusher. Dick Tracy. Flights of Fantasy. Let's do this, Flights of Fantasy, because in 23, the number 23. It's perfect for this right now. Tune in. Stay tuned in. Tap on. 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Test Free From Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlin, Night the Boss Medium. Okie dokie doke. So we're here at 7:40 doing the, medium reading. So I'm really excited for this because we get to really open up. There's a lot of cool things happening. So we had the lead singer, not the lead singer, sorry. Steve Wara, and I hope I'm saying it right. I mean, the founder of the Trashmen, and his spirit's here and he has lots to tell us. You could see the entire showdown that went down. Like, I had like a serious cry fest. Wow, I never cried like that on the air so far, I don't think, like in a while. Maybe I have, but it hasn't been this year since I've been on the air and I haven't cried like that. So now in this moment, we're gonna tune and tap in. Sorry, I'm a little bit drifty and going in and out of here in spirit world because there's definitely a lot going on and a lot that wants to be said. So all of you listening, if you haven't heard a medium reading or live channeling, this is how it's going to go. We're just going to, do the guy, he's going to give the guidance, and it's definitely him because there's no other spirit here right now. Obviously there's a bunch of spirits. Like, we had Dick Dale, but like, he wants to come through really hardcore. So channel through, what's going on? I'm here for this, Steve. Why are we playing Surfing Bird? Why did I buy your album? Why was I dancing? What do you want to tell everybody? Oh my God, I get so excited for this. What do you want to tell everybody? Okay. First thing I'm getting, he showed me the bird in the bird song. Bird, surfing bird, 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 bird. Bird is a word. And he was showing me, look at how I was dancing. He was like, look at just you. When you hear Surfing Bird, you're never going to forget that image of me dancing. And the way he was dancing, it was just so unique and it was fun. And it was goofy and fun and just insane. And that's what it's about. He's trying to bring in this energy. See, there's a theme that's going on for the past 2 weeks about fun. And this has to do more, we need to bring in more fun, spontaneity, but this has to do more with what we do professionally, what we do with our work, what we do with our art, what we do with our craft, what we do with our creations. And no, it does not have to look like Surfing Bird, but what he was saying, the freedom. There is a strong message that we need to understand about freedom. And the bird was that, I hope you guys are following what I'm saying. I mean, it's harder if you haven't seen the video of him doing the bird dance, bird is a word. When you see the video and you see the way he's dancing, you're just like, he's out of his mind. It's like, there's no one else doing that. He's just, It doesn't leave you. That song, that image of him dance, it's an image that stays in your head if you are, an oldies or a surf fanatic and you know that song. And so the whole point is, for those who have not seen him do the dance, that was the whole point, was he was being free. He was being the bird. He was channeling Surfing Bird. And when you channeled Surfing Bird, what did it do? It left an imprint in a bunch of our brains forever. I know it did for me. Like, you know, it's so unique. There's nothing like Surfing Bird. There's nothing like the way he was dancing. No, you know, it was like, you know, it was... I remember it became famous again with Family Guy, but it was just like the uniqueness. So how are we going to channel... The way we channel our uniqueness is really through that movement of accessing that place where we're free. Accessing that place where... we are divine spirit, accessing that place where there is love and joy and magic, and we can create new things. And what are we creating? What is our bird dance? What is bird? Where's our surfing bird? What is that trademark? And not to just find a trademark to have a trademark, but we have a trademark within inside of our own selves, or inside of our own DNA. There is something about us that is so unique, that is within us. How are we going to bring that to the surface that is going to be remembered forever, that is going to be imprinted in people's brains forever? I mean, whether we cross on over or what it is, where is our stamp in the world is basically what he's communicating to all of us. And that, no, that's not the goal for life. No, that's not what makes you important or valuable. If you do something and you leave a stamp, that's not the end all be all. But what he's saying is that only that really happens when we're being free. So it's not the intention to leave a stamp. It's what we do with our uniqueness in ourselves that comes after that leaves that stamp. See, it's an effortless thing that we leave our mark. When we are so much ourselves, when we are so much connected to who we are as individuals, it effortlessly leaves a stamp, a permanent stamp, an infinite stamp. See, we go into the realms of infinity once we are connected to that complete uniqueness that is us. So how are we going to travel into this uniqueness? You know, what are you going to do this week that really connects with you as a person who is unique and that really is in the highest good, in the highest love, in the highest level of magic? What can you do? What is it that you're going to access? How do you access that? You know, those are the questions to ask. How do you? And it's through your high vibration, and it's through your joy. So what are you doing this week to make sure you're maintaining your love, your level of being in that aspect and in that energy of yourselves right now? What are you actually doing to stay true to this, to stay true to all this love, and to really make your stamp here on the earth plane? So this is the first part, if you got that down, of what, you know, Steve wants to come in and bring. And that, and he's showing that. He's saying, so I want you to understand. So he's bringing me to this place where you heard me on the radio crying, and he's showing me the dancing. When I'm dancing with him in the dream, I was just so in bliss. I was so in the zone that I didn't even realize that was his spirit. I was so in the zone that I didn't realize that he was crossed over or dead. I wasn't acknowledging anything that had to do with death. He was infinite. I was seeing Steve as infinite because that's what he made himself to be. That's why I didn't care if he was dead or not. I didn't care to post whether his spirit was with me. I just posted about his music. I didn't care to tell everyone, hey, I'm talking to Steve, the founder of the Trashmen, and this is his spirit, and let's see what he has to say. I was just enthralled and just in terms of with the magic of what was going on and the positivity and the dancing, and I was there dancing with him, and I'm like, this is fun. It made such an impact that I went out and bought the album without a question. I said, there's no question, I'm buying your album. Like, that's just how it's gonna be. Sorry. Whenever I have dreams of albums, you know, So when you get into that state of such freedom, you don't recognize when things are old. You don't recognize when things are dead. You don't recognize, you know, anything that is in a lower vibration about it. All you're recognizing is the moment. So when we tap into our freedom and we're truly, truly free, it's a gift for everybody else. It's a gift for everybody else to be able to wash away and clear anything that's negative, and we become a portal and a vessel to remind them that of who they really are. Freedom is the presence. Freedom is the absolute presence. And this is really what the message is all about. How can we become present constantly throughout the day or throughout the week? Or what can we do? Stop letting outside circumstances sweep you out of your bliss. This is your bliss. This is your paradise. This is your heaven. This is yours. And it was given to you. This is your love. This is your light. This is your magic. This is your birthright. So when you came here to have it, it was here. So it's yours. Heaven is yours. Heaven has always been yours. So the next time you want to just be free and just shine your light and express, think about Surfing Bird. I want you to always remember Surfing Bird. Please, because the next time you want to just flip out, wig out, like in the best way, I'm not talking about in a negative, violent, hostile way. I'm talking about in a fun way when you want to, you know, things, for example, mosh pits. They're so much fun. Yes, they seem hostile and angry and, you know, they can be full of rage, but a lot of times there's a lot of people who enjoy them and it's the most fun. It's just it's the most high vibrational activity. Me, that's me. I go to mosh pits and I'm just smiling from ear to ear. It's the most vibrational. It's just pure freedom. So think about that. Where is that place and those places we can access that is just pure freedom and love? Once we access that, we are infinite. And once we access that infinity, we'll always be remembered, but not as who we are in the image, as who we are in the spirit. And everybody can learn from it. Everybody can grow from it. Everybody can benefit from it. And I'm benefiting right now from your beautiful spirit, Steve. Thank you so much for coming in. And there's so much music that's going to be made because of you and the reminder of what surf music does. And just to let you know, back then, surf music signified innocence, you know, amongst the Civil War, Vietnam. Back then in the 60s, you know, there was so much going on. People were waking up and there was all this conscious music happening. And there was all this singer-songwriter era. Oh my God, I'm getting chills. Straight up my spine when I'm talking about this. And surf music, I mean, there weren't, you know, you can hear them, a lot of them instrumentals. And then when the Beach Boys came out, Beach Boys are not surf rock, but they did talk about surfing and they did sing about surfing a lot, and they mixed surf within their genre. And so it's, you know, but it was really what did they sing about? Cars, fun in the sun, you know, surfboards. It's like to a point where Brian actually in the movie Love and Mercy was like, I can't sing about fun and sun. I got other things in me. And so that was it was funny because, you know, he had to write about other things because he was just like, this is, you know, I have other things in me. But the whole point is I benefited from the fun in the sun. I benefited because I didn't know what that was like. I didn't know what California was like. I didn't know what it was like to be sunny and happy when I was a little kid. And that stuff brought me to this place. Literally, surf music, Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys brought me to positivity and brought me to where I'm at now and why I'm the way I am, because they inspired me to always focus and talk about and sing about just things that are positive. And that's why I believe they're so successful, you know, and why they've done so well. And they are an original American band, and I'm so proud of them. So just remember that about surf. It represents innocence. Surf will always represent the water, nature. the in-between of turmoil. Thank you so much for listening. We're out, skis. Please tune in next week for, you know, Sunday, 1 p.m. Sunday service. And then Tuesday at 6 to 8 p.m. We're back here. I love you, love you, love you so much. Are we going to end this with Hawaii 5-0? Really? Yeah, we are. Love you.
This brand new album is called Hawaii 5-0, proving once again that the Fabulous Ventures are definitely instrumental in your life. The Ventures personally and proudly present on the Always Together Liberty label a skyrocketing spectrum of smash sound. Created a universal instrumental institution, and when they do a hit, you know it's been done. Hawaii 5-0, also available in 4-track, 8-track, and cassette.